Trey, I don't think it's testing. I think he's planning and preparing. You accurately identified that this threat is very real. That's not a matter of opinion. It's based on the specific intelligence that you talked about, and it's also based on history. The last time Putin amassed troops near the Ukraine border, he invaded. He took Crimea. And you recall that at that time, despite Joe Biden talking about ironclad protection of Ukraine, the last time he had the opportunity to protect Ukraine in the Obama administration, they sent blankets, not anti-tank missiles or anything else that would have helped Ukraine or stopped Putin. So, you know, it also is consistent with history. Putin has talked about the fact that he viewed Ukraine at the fall of the Soviet Union having separation from Russia as an invalid divorce. And he's talked about Kiev being the medieval cradle of Russian greatness. And so he does intend to unify Ukraine eventually into Russia. It's one of the two things that he's talked about the most. That and, of course, controlling growing Russian economy and controlling the flow of energy into Eastern Europe, which he's able to do with the Nord Stream 2 pipeline.
Pipeline, Janet, that Joe regifted to Vladimir.
Why do we want to be energy independent? You go ahead, Vladimir.
Yeah.
I'm not a cat. I'm ready to proceed.
He stared into the eyes of our president for 2 hours yesterday. We're going to hear from John Ratcliffe. That was him in the opening. But he was on Kudlow yesterday, and he worked at these levels, so he understands who Vladimir is, and he said he's getting what the American people aren't getting, and that's 2 hours of access to the president.
Oh boy.
Analyzing, he said every KGB agent is always a KGB agent to begin with, but
right.
they were able to look, and Joe, you know, the picture they released was Joe looking into the camera waving at Vladimir. Hey, how you doing?
Oh geez.
It was like
Jill, look, I'm on TV. Oh, geez. It's not funny. It's not funny.
I know.
It's just sad.
It is sad. That's where we're at.
And there are, of course, we're not seeing a whole lot about it.
No. Well, I mean, they didn't. Supposedly the Russian people were allowed to watch this.
But we weren't.
But
isn't that interesting?
It's a show of strength that Russia is stronger. I mean, They know who their president is.
How messed up is that? That the Russians were able to watch it and witness it, but we were not.
Yep. Well,
I think that speaks volumes. Of course, yeah. You know, many people are saying, you know, thanks to Biden now, Putin holds all the cards, all the leverage, everything.
Yep.
So, I don't know.
What? Yep.
All right.
Well, your microphone has been fixed.
Was something wrong with it?
Well, we had you off because we recorded FNL before the show.
Oh.
We didn't want that going on over the air, so.
Oh, I could hear myself.
You could hear yourself.
But I wasn't.
So they didn't hear your glorious comments, except for around the corner to my microphone.
Oh, okay.
So.
All right.
But anyway, it's an interesting take on things.
Okay.
And I think that I was listening to another analysis yesterday of those highfalutin people that do this all day long, and they said within the next 12 months, Crimea, Ukraine, whatever, and then China will make a move in the next 12 months as well.
Well, why wouldn't they? I'm still a little flabbergasted that Russia was able to watch it and we weren't. I think that says far more than we even want
to
hear.
Well, Jake Sullivan told us everything we need to know, you know, the president's aide.
Oh, well, I feel better.
Yeah.
Don't you? I'm sure he...
He was one of the ones tied in with the... we'll never know really what Jake Sullivan did during the whole Russian hoax, but he helped put things into place that would make that hoax more believable and, you know...
You're talking about the
through
voting?
Through Obama, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, through Obama, yeah, in 2016, I mean...
So are you saying you're not really comfortable getting your feedback from him? Is that what you're saying?
He's one of Joe's big gatekeepers.
Right.
It was interesting that the take also was Vladimir Putin sitting at a table alone and Joe surrounded by advisors.
slipping him notes on the side.
Well, yeah.
Oh, my word. It's so bad.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's just a matter of time before all that leaks out.
Yeah, it'll
leak out.
Yeah.
We'll have it. It's sad that it has to be leaked out.
Right.
We should have been able to see it just like everybody else did. Yep. Anyway, right, here's our thought
of the day. What's our thought
for the day? Here it is. Oh, well, I don't know. It's interesting that this is it. If you're always trying to be normal, you will never know how truly amazing you can be.
Hmm.
And who decides what's normal anyway?
Yeah, I've never shot for what would be perceived as normal.
I never really cared for what was, and I never had parents that, you know, said you have to do this or you have to do that or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It was never that big of a deal. Like if I wanted to wear jeans and I would be a tomboy for a while, that was not a big deal.
Yeah.
If I wanted to be frilly, that wasn't a big deal. Mm-hmm. So I was never told, you have to do this and you have to do that. Yeah, so maybe that's why I didn't care. Could be. Here's our Mind Jam trivia. We'd love for you to participate with us. 434-248-0704 is our text number.
What better way to help solve the world's problems than to declare that today is National Brownie Day?
What is with all the sweets days? We have enough sweets in December. We don't need these big celebratory days.
Well, apparently this is one of them.
Yeah.
And I'm an okay brownie guy. I mean, you know, I like them, but I got to get them fresh out of the oven. That's just how it rolls
with me. Yeah, I get that.
And then have a little ice cream on the side.
Oh, jeez.
Excuse me. First introduced in Maine by local housewives wanting to have a sweet treat that was like cake. But could survive lunchbox travels.
That's
good.
Smart.
That's being innovative.
That's
innovative, rather. What was the first brownie called? Was it called, I'm going to give you a choice of three. Banger brownies, Palmer brownies, or chocolate blondies?
What was it? I mean, that is, necessity is the mother of invention. I don't imagine chocolate cake did travel very well.
True.
It's a
very dense cake. I mean, if you think about it, it's squashed.
It had to be hearty and not fall apart.
Yeah,
being bounced around.
Mm-hmm.
So those Maine housewives are getting it done. So we just want to know, what was the name of the original brownie?
Banger brownies, Palmer brownies, or chocolate blondies?
434-248-0704. Okay.
Threw that last one in just to mess with my brain.
The chocolate blondie?
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Oh.
That's where I'm leaning.
Okay. In 1941, on this day in history, U.S. President Franklin D. Roosevelt delivers the Day of Infamy speech to U.S. Congress. That was, of course, a day after the bombing of Pearl Harbor.
Yesterday, December 7, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked.
You know, that line will live. I mean, it was a great line, maybe one of the best lines, like the Kennedy line, ask not what your country can do for you, but what you can do for your country. Those are those lines that somebody
classic,
else writes, typically. You got a speech writer, and they live forever.
Yeah, chances are not going to have any of those this administration, I'm guessing.
I'm Vladimir!
Because, yeah, woohoo! Hello! Sorry. Oh, Lord, we've got the giggles. All right. 1978, The Deer Hunter, directed by Michael Cimino and starring Robert De Niro, Christopher Walken, and Meryl Streep, premieres in Los Angeles. It was the Academy Awards Best Picture in 1979.
Some real heavy hitters.
Mike Brunch. Nick. This is the groom, Steve.
I'm the best man.
We're going airborne, sir.
I hope they sent us where the bullets are flying.
That's right.
Fighting's the worst, huh?
That's right.
Walken is young there.
You had two wackadoodles in that.
I know.
I mean, seriously,
I
poor Meryl.
Yeah, really.
But I mean, they both look like they could like snap at any minute.
Right.
And even now. So crazy. In 1980, I thought this was interesting. I didn't know this until I was doing prep for today. In 1980, on this day, Annie Leibovitz has a photo shoot with John Lennon. It was the last professional photograph of him before we lost him that same day.
Right.
I mean, there were, I think there were actual photos of him
signing the
autograph.
Yeah, for, was it Mark Chapin, I think was his name or something.
But that was the last, I mean, she's a very famous photographer, the last official portrait of
John
Lennon.
Yeah, there were photos of Lennon signing his murderer's paper. And then later he would shoot him.
Crazy
so
stuff.
So sad.
Mm-hmm. Birthdays today, not sad. That's good. We like our birthdays.
Yes, we do.
Kim Basinger having a birthday today. She's no longer Mrs. Alec Baldwin. That's a reason to celebrate, girl. She's 68.
Hi. I don't recall ever seeing you in here.
Well, maybe it's because it's my first time in here. That's right. My mom used to do all my laundry, but I do now. I'm what you call sans parents.
Oh.
I can go to a movie on a school night. Like that.
Like that.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. Bye.
Bye.
Wayne's World. I'm telling you, well, I, you know, obviously I pulled the audio for that, but she may have looked her best in that movie.
In Wayne's World?
Yeah.
Not in Batman?
Well, if she looked good there too, but I'm just telling you that that Wayne was pretty darned excited at the laundromat.
I guess so.
With his new...
Like Kim Basinger's going to be doing her laundry at the laundromat. Come on. All right.
Also, maybe she was trolling.
Doubtful. I don't think Kim Basinger had to troll at the laundromat.
This is true.
And certainly wasn't going to be trolling for one of those goobers. All right. We're not worthy. Also having a birthday today, oh, Sam Hunt. He turns 37.
Got a girl from the south side. Got braids in her hair. First time I seen her walk by, and I about fell up on my chair. Had to get her number. It took me like 6 weeks. Now me and her go way back. Like Cadillac seats.
Yeah, I know that one.
Yeah, that's
body like a back road.
Yep. You know what? I got a quick story here. The young man that lived with us nearly 3 years, we'll call him T, he loved country and he loves rap.
So that was the perfect world.
Oh, my gosh. But here he is one day. He loved to write. He wrote poetry.
Okay.
He is doing this one day, this whole thing. I said, that is really good. Who is that? He goes, I wrote that.
And he I
believed him a couple of weeks. Until I heard the song, because somebody requested it for a wedding.
And then you're like, you little jerk.
I really thought you're he wrote it.
Really? My foster son wrote that.
Little stinker. That's a big stinker.
That's hysterical. All right, I love it. Normally, those songs annoy me.
Right.
When they mix it up like that.
Right.
But I like that song.
Yeah, that's a good one.
So, I'm kind of a hypocrite. Terry Hatcher also having a birthday today. She turns 57 years old.
She teamed up with James Denton. One of her former co-stars of Housewives, you know, Desperate Housewives.
Mm-hmm.
They were in a Hallmark movie, which I can proudly say that.
You didn't pick Lois Lane. You didn't pick Smallville.
Well, this is one of her latest works. What have you done for me lately? You know, it was a Hallmark movie.
All right, well, let me be perfectly clear. As I told your attorneys, my firm is prepared to continue fighting Doyle and Holt in all possible ways. You may have purchased the youth center's properties, but you have yet to receive approval from the zoning board to build another one of your tacky high-rises.
Tacky?
Oh yeah, tacky. And I am here to make sure that you never do. Do you understand now?
No, but I'm starting to believe that maybe that's on my end.
He gets in like this tailspin of a situation. He gets thrown sort of.
Let me guess, though. Everything works out in the end, and they end up together, and they all live happily ever after. Well, is that how that works?
I don't want to blow the... There is an interesting theme to this one.
You literally cannot ruin a Hallmark... Seriously? You're a spoiler alert for a Hallmark movie? Are you kidding me? There's no spoiler alert.
Hallmark had to get creative, and they did on this one. I'm just telling you. If you get a chance to watch it... The name of it, where is it? Okay, go to the next one. I'll give you the name
I thought you were going to pick like Lois and Clark or something. It wasn't Smallville, but that was her first movie.
Yeah, the Superman TV series, yeah.
And she was on Seinfeld, too.
Oh,
Yeah, oh, she was good.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
Also having a birthday today. We're moving on.
Yeah, you got to move on.
Ian Somerhalder is turning 43 years old today.
Okay, I'll play the soundbite for Ian, but it is A Kiss Before Christmas. I know you're going to want to DVR it. A Kiss Before Christmas.
Oh, my gosh. Let me write it down.
Here's Ian.
There is some particulate matter floating in this one. I'm not sure what it is. I'm Ian Somerhalder, and I am here to pour it up on L Thirst Trap.
Anyways, he answers 10 questions, and yeah.
Gotcha.
He is a handsome fella, I got to tell you.
He is.
He is really a handsome
fella. No doubt. This next lady, a handsome fella, too. well, she's bald.
Right.
By choice.
Well, yeah.
Nate O'Connor.
She sported it very, very early.
Very early, and honestly, it kind of suited her wackadoodle self.
Mm-hmm.
Sinead O'Connor is 55 years old.
I can eat my dinner in a fancy restaurant, but nothing, I said nothing can take away this blues.
It took me a while to find something I recognized.
This is really her only big, but this was a huge one.
It was.
Her version of the Prince song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. She's
Prince had hair. He had him a head full of hair.
And a lot of it.
Golly.
Yeah. She really, I think she suffers with kind of severe mental issues.
Yeah.
But she's a talented lady, no doubt about it. All right. We're getting lots of guesses Mind Jam trivia today.
Today is National Brownie Day.
Yeah, it is.
You'd think I was on one. First introduced in Maine by local housewives wanting to save a sweet treat, like a cake, but it wouldn't get messed up in the travels of their children in their lunchboxes.
Or husbands.
Yeah, or husbands, true. Yeah. And so we want to know, what was the first brownie called? Was it called a banger brownie? Was it called a Palmer brownie? Or was it called a chocolate blondie?
We're getting lots of guesses. Most people are saying chocolate blondies.
Okay.
We've had all of them guess. We're going to tell you which one is the correct answer when we return. Also, there seems to be a genuine consensus among the listeners that the brownie on the edges are the best.
Oh, okay.
I would agree.
I would agree.
Mm.
I like something crunchy. There you go. It's 6:23 on December the 8th.
The Morning Jam with Janet and Mark.
You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Sometimes naughty, sometimes nice. Janet Rose and Mark Lamb.
Okay, I have to eat some words.
Yeah.
Because of the whole salty thing, and we have sold out of all the Sequest except for the VIP stuff.
See? Don't underestimate the power of Salty Henderson. That's all I have to say.
Mm.
Salty.
As it didn't go to his head already.
Our buddy.
Golly.
He's my buddy, bud.
So no more Sequest except for the VIP on InsaneRadioDeals.com. Of course, you know, he did the T4 Tactics.
A lot of things
there
are going to sell out, though, because
The prices are so cheap.
The prices are so cheap, and we don't do this that often, but once they're gone, they're gone. So go check out InsaneRadioDeals.com, and you'll save some money on some pretty awesome stuff.
Mm-hmm. We don't have any brownies up there today, do we?
We don't.
Yeah,
well, I'm going to have to make Salty a brownie, though.
Yeah, there you go. National Brownie Day. First introduced by Maine housewives. It was a way that they could, you know, make a nice treat that would not totally disintegrate in their lunchbox, their kids anyways, and their husband, because they're kind of rough on food before they consume it. What was the first brownie called? Was it called the Banger Brownie, the Palmer Brownie, or the Chocolate Blondie? Where did we land, Janet?
Well, it was a little bit of a trick question. The brownie as we know it today was originally called a Bangor brownie.
Okay.
It was invented by housewives in Bangor, Maine.
Yeah, which makes sense. Yeah.
And that was in 1904.
Wow. Golly.
Now, the first thing that they called a brownie was actually made in 1893.
Okay.
In the Palmer House Hotel.
Ah.
That was called the Palmer House brownie. But it had, it wasn't really the brownie like we're used to now. Mm-hmm. It had walnuts in it. It had, it was like, it had an apricot glaze all over it.
Oh, no.
So it was very messy. And, and but the brownie as we know it was first called a Bangor brownie, and I completely made up a chocolate blondie because a blondie has no chocolate in it.
You make the toast. We'll bring the jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.